Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I'ma get a scholarship to King's College.
Welcome to the Second Shot Podcast, where we give shows, movies, TV, pop culture pariahs a second shot.
Ooh, I like that. That's fancy.
Is that good?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if pariahs.
I don't even know.
I don't know if I want to give certain pariahs a second shot. We'll see. But hi, everybody. I'm George Dunn.
I'm Devin Newsom.
Devin was pretty succinct in for the most part, other than the pariah thing. This week we're kind of switching up the intro a little bit. We actually have our subject with us today.
I am being subjected to this.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm on the guest side this time. This is going to be...
Yeah, I'm on the... So you don't like this. Oh, well, let's get it out of the way. We're watching Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift. And this is finally something that I like, because the last three or four episodes have been something I'm just like putting myself through.
We did The Goods last week. That was
God.
Not a fun movie.
Jeremy Piven. Old Jeremy Pivs. Yes, praise him. So, hi, Chelsea. How are you?
Hi, guys. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good.
Doing all right.
Sorry.
Yes.
Thank you.
Correct grammar. It. We're watching the Fast and the Furious franchise. Please use correct grammar.
Oh, my God. I am on the guest side this week. This is the first one that I stopped watching.
Seen this one, though.
No, I haven't seen this one.
Oh, you haven't seen this one. Oh, I'm so excited.
I stopped right before this one. I was like, I'm done. I'm not watching another one. Nobody's going to get me to do it.
Were you a fan of the first two at all?
I mean, I guess, because there was nothing else quite like it at the time.
Okay, so you've got more than I do.
Well, at the time, there was 100 of them like this.
Was there?
Because the first one was so popular. There was Torque, and, Torque was the big one because it was ridiculous and it had Adam Scott in it.
Well, Torque came out after Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, it was
1,
literal,
right?
A literal ripoff of Fast and the Furious, but with bikes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Fast and the Furious is just a ripoff of Point Break. So, but with cars instead of president masks.
I looked at it like that.
And extreme sports. Vin Diesel made XXX and just did the extreme sports James Bond. So
you don't like it at all.
She's never seen it, right?
I have never seen a single film. I'll call him a film just for you, George.
That's right.
Just to make you feel good about it.
Plus the alliteration's better.
I've never seen any of them. I have a very specific idea of what they are, and I am certain that I cannot be interested in this.
I fully want understand that, because I was the same way for a very long time. I'd seen the first one, whenever it came out on VHS. I think I'd probably seen the second one, too. The second one, I mean, as big of a fan as I am of this series, is terrible. There's so little redeeming quality of it. But this one is the one that always gets made fun of the most, I think. Because it's a dumb name. It's a really dumb concept. It has none of the original cast members. None of the original characters. Nothing. And they kind of turned it into an anthology series simply because no one wanted to return. Which, is whatever. But this one is, it starts... Well, first of all, it has it's the first movie Justin Lin directed, who directed 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Okay.
So he directed two of the best ones. and two and a half of the best ones. I'm not, this is far from the best one. But I love this one, and I think I suggested this one to you because I feel you'll equal parts hate it, but I think how much you hate it will bring you around to loving it.
And that is exactly what I'm hoping for. I am going into this with a very, very open mind. I don't want to sit and be bored for, you know, 2 hours or whatever.
Oh, you definitely won't be bored.
That I'm hoping that it is absolutely insane enough that I'm going to enjoy it.
It's very, like, it has all of the staples of the best of the franchise. Like, it has really good, I don't give a fuck about cars. I'll put that out
okay,
right
good.
Now.
That is another concern of mine because I, like, my only real impression of this series is, like, I understand that the cars are doing really cool things, but I don't give a fuck about cars.
Well, in the same, like, it's, do you like action movies? Like, just in general?
In general, I'm gonna say no.
Okay.
I am a huge fan of the Crank movies.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because they are so over the top that it becomes something entirely different. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, no.
That's
what
I'm looking for.
They're
in this
like avant-garde action. Like they're really trying something very different. You know, and it's also just fucking nuts. But this one, like all these movies are very over the top, and it takes them a while to realize their full potential of like, and start acknowledging how over the top and dumb they are.
Especially getting past like the acting cast.
Well,
I mean,
yeah,
you'll defend the acting cast. But
I will defend The Rock. I can't defend Vin Diesel. I can defend everyone's charisma, and that's I'm a big like. If someone has a lot of charisma, I will fucking love it. Vin Diesel.
I feel you on that one.
Like, I mean, that's what made me fall for The Rock, and then subsequently he proved that he can actually act. He's funny, etc. But this one has the beginning of the best. So it has really surprisingly interesting races, which, you know, if you ask most people the best parts of these movies, the races are always the worst part.
Okay.
You know, it has really cool, like, solid real-life car crashes, which is, like, impressive for a time when CGI is so prevalent, especially back in the early 2000s.
Okay.
Where it was CGI and it was shitty and it was very insisted. But then it also has these really, really, really dumb storylines that are just so, like, endearing. That it's like the nicest frat boy you'll ever meet. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing like harmful about any of these because they are so inclusive. Like, of the franchise, there's only been two straight white men as lead actors in the entire 7 movies. You know, and like when they kind of get an ensemble cast, like 5, 6, and 7, they go more into, there's literally like, it's Paul Walker is the only white guy in the entire franchise.
Super progressive.
It is. And I mean, like, we'll get into that later. But this also introduces my second favorite character, next to Hobbs, who is The Rock in Fast 5, 6, and 7, who is Han. And Han is amazing. He becomes better in later movies, but Han is, I want to see if you notice his tic. I'm not going to bring it up.
Who is Han played by?
I can't remember his name. When we get back into the actual show, we'll do that. But he's super good, and his character is a lot of fun. I think you're just going to enjoy how idiotic this movie is. And
that's what I'm really hoping for.
Better be more enjoyably idiotic than The Goods was.
Oh, it is a thousand times more idiotic than The Goods, and in an enjoyable way.
And the fact that you like it, as opposed to your
and I genuinely like this. I mean, I know it's dumb, but I mean, it's in the same way like I love The Room or something like that. No. It's like, I know it's dumb, but I mean, it's so much fun. But Yeah, let's, do you guys have anything else to bring up before we, any other, like, fuck Fast and the Furious before you become converts?
I honestly don't remember much about even the two movies I watched. Like, I think Ludacris
is in the second one.
He came in the second one. Yeah. I think that's why I continued to watch. Tyrese. I was like, hell yeah, Ludacris.
Yeah, that was really bad. Song.
The fact that I know Ludacris is not in this one was almost a deal breaker for me.
Really?
I love him.
Yeah, no, he shows up in 2, 5, 6, and 7. So pretty much, like, 5 is where they get, like, almost everybody who's ever been in a Fast and the Furious movie, and then they just keep them forever. Like, they just, like even if you die in one of them, you just kind of probably show up, you know, like.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, so, there's a cat playing with
George,
plastic.
Get off that plastic bag.
Sorry, I'm very excited for Fast and Furious, but I just keep playing with this plastic bag. Well, yeah, let's just get into it. No one cares about the intros. I've been told. So, yeah, we'll be back in a few minutes, and we'll have this awesome discussion. Vroom, vroom.
Bye!
Yeah.
Before we could drive, we'd cut class, sneak out, come up here, watch the older kids drift. Things were different back then. Once I got my license, I practically lived up here. Back then, kids just drove whatever they had. No, we just made do. No one bothered us.
The day I got my license, it's the day I got my first speeding ticket. The day after that, I won my first race. I beat this rich kid by 3 lengths. I gotta admit, it felt good. It felt
like everything else just disappears.
No past, no future.
No problems. Just the moment.
We're back. we all just watched.
How do you say that in Japanese?
And we're back, son.
I'm racist.
So, how did you like Vin Diesel's The Karate Kid?
that was. I mean, if you like 80s ski movies, you're gonna like it.
Oh, sure.
That's exactly. Well,
yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly. I mean, it literally is just The Karate Kid. Like, I mean, that's like, I mean, to the point where Han is literally training him in the mountains. So yeah, we just finished Tokyo Drift, and we'll just go around the table. Devin, what did you think of it?
It definitely, like, all right, so for, like, the first 15 to 20 minutes of the movie, I thought that main character was, I was trying to figure out if it was Paul Walker or not.
It was, like, a Paul Walker
totally
origin story.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, George said that none of the original cast was in this, and I'm looking at Paul Walker right here.
That is why they cast that guy. 100%.
Yeah, oh, totally. It's absolutely
Lucas
why they
Black
cast him.
Yeah.
Paul Walker looked like. And so that distracted me for the first part of the movie where I was like, why is this kid going to Tokyo all of a sudden? But it's, I mean, you were trying to get people who
nice.
Hadn't seen this to get into the Fast and the Furious franchise. So I don't See, my problem is, why did you pick a movie where, even if she did like it, these people aren't in the other movies?
Exactly. I was not trying to get you into the franchise.
Just this movie. Okay.
Because this is the outlier. This is the only one that is like this. This is literally like the X-Men Origins Wolverine of the Fast and the Furious. Whereas it's not nearly as terrible. I don't care what any of you guys say. It's not nearly as terrible as X-Men Origins Wolverine. But it's, you know, it's like a side story. Because, I'll just throw it out there. Han shows up in 4, 5, and 6.
So he comes back, he didn't die? Spoiler.
Yeah, if we're going to do the spoilers. I was really big on protecting the secret to Abby when we were watching it.
Mm-hmm.
There is a time thing with the Fast and the Furious movies. So I will tell you the order in which everything happens chronologically. So it goes 1... 2, 4, 5, 6. The first 20 minutes of 7. 3, and then the rest of 7.
That's a big
nonsense.
So
nonsense.
3 happens within the first, you know, 20 minutes of 7.
It's like Star Wars. They just say
sort of. I mean, Star Wars makes more sense. I mean, there's no logical reasoning for the timeline other than they just kind of like
to like in a world where we live in, where like a movie about like space aliens in a galaxy far, far away makes more sense than a movie set on Earth about people driving
cars.
Than a movie
with Vin Diesel in it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Chelsea, what did you think before we keep going?
Honest to God, that was exactly what I was afraid it was going to be.
What do you
mean? It was 100% exactly what I hoped was not going to happen. There was nothing about that was interesting to me. I think the part that was supposed to be interesting was probably the cars. But again,
it's probably
care.
The most like race heavy of all of them, which
it super stresses me out to watch people not do a good job driving. My idea of a good job driving is like doing a really nice job parking in a really tight spot at Target.
Soccer
very
mom,
carefully.
Not even
carefully,
parallel parking, just a regular spot.
Just a regular spot.
Well, I have good news for you. The Fate of the Furious is about going to Target.
Excuse me?
I don't know. Honestly, at this point, I wouldn't put it past the franchise where they would just, like, scale it back to 0. Like, they've gone to fucking 15 at this point.
I mean, by the time they end this franchise, they are going to be old, and their most exciting driving trip is going to be going to Target.
I'm so in for it, though. Like, you have no idea. It's gotten to a point. So, I guess the biggest thing is for this franchise that I started, I don't want to say ironically liking them, because the first two I didn't give a fuck about when I was a kid. I heard 5 was really good, so I gave it a shot. I watched it, I'm like, holy fuck, like, this, it's like it's a legitimately great action movie. Which I'm trying to save that one for someone who just says absolutely no to, like, anything. just car or fast Vin Diesel related.
Yeah.
Because I think we're doing a Vin Diesel movie again next week.
Are we?
We're doing Pitch Black.
I've seen that movie.
Pitch Black's fucking awesome.
So,
Vin Diesel,
that'll
Pitch Black's
one.
Awesome. But, there's silence because I forgot what I was going to say. It's hard because I did realize, like, halfway through this movie, I'm like, this is definitely not a movie that turns you onto a franchise. This is, like, one of those, like, oh, okay, well, I'm just along for the ride, waiting to get the good stuff. But I don't know. Like, I really, really enjoy, once you kind of accept what the world is of these movies, like, the excess collateral damage that means nothing to anybody. Like, the amount of people that crash their cars and the amount of people that, like, civilians that die that crash into them.
Also, like, a world where, like, just the race reigns supreme. Just like,
yeah.
Just, like, above all else is the race. Like, yeah. Everyone's favorite.
Well, I mean, it's no different than any action movie. It's like, it could be Assassins. You know, it's a, and the climax of the movie, not to jump around too much, but, like, is literally, like, I know I wronged the Yakuza, but I'm going to race your nephew.
Exactly.
And if I win, you let me go. If I lose,
like, everyone's favorite fairy tale growing up must have been the tortoise and the hare, because everyone only cares about racing.
I was super excited when, like, they introduced the Yakuza plot line, because
mm-hmm.
I thought that was going to go somewhere. And it did not.
It kind of didn't. But the, like,
there was no payoff.
It's just, they're dumb movies, and they're dumb for the, like, not the sake of being dumb, but they're, like, there's heart to their idiocy. You know what I mean? Like,
if they would have done the Yakuza payoff, like, how it would have ended was when he beats what's-his-face in the race at the end. Then the Yakuza uncle would have just walked over and shot his nephew in the head.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
I love the honor of the Yakuza in this movie.
Yeah.
He literally he dresses like Al Capone to the point where he literally is smoking a cigar.
Had to make the audience understand that this is the mafia guy.
Yeah. And then he's like, a deal's a deal. Like, you're the mafia. Like, I mean, it's hard to defend. I'm now realizing, watching it again, it's hard to defend this. But it is really dumb, and there's a lot of problems with it. But it's like, I don't know, it's just, it's something you feel in your chest. Now I know how Matt feels on the first episode when he's defending Batman vs. Superman.
Okay.
Where I'm like, yeah, there's not anything to defend here, but man, I just like it.
I think.
What did you think of Lucas Black? The very obviously 30-year-old playing a 17-year-old.
He definitely was old as hell. I have almost no opinion about him. He wasn't a good actor, but he wasn't a bad enough actor that I feel like I need to comment on it.
Like, his facial reactions and everything were good, but that southern accent.
Well, the accent.
Southern accent.
He
sounded awful.
Like,
I don't know if he's putting it on.
I started this.
It seems like he's exaggerating a southern accent that he probably already has, and if not, he's adding a southern accent to something he doesn't have, which is entirely unnecessary.
Did anyone else in the town or his family have a southern accent? Was what
did.
I was trying to remember. His dad did not.
No,
did
his dad. His dad had a just Americana accent. It was very just middle of the road. I don't even think
Are
his
you
mother
sure?
did. Like, the bullies that he races at the beginning to Kid Rock didn't even have
didn't.
Accents.
No,
he also had a little bit of an accent.
I have to remember.
He definitely had a much stronger accent than anybody else.
I mean, I guess to be fair, they do say that it's his third school in a year, which is ridiculous that he's gotten moved out of school so many times because of driving at 17. He's been driving for a year.
Thanks, George, for helping her point.
No, but that's what I love about it is how dumb it is. I mean, it's not a good excuse or it's not a good defense, but it's a defense, I guess. I mean, I'm not gonna be like, yeah, it's not flawed, because all of the movies are flawed. There's not a single one that is flawless, but they're just fun. I think this one's fun. I really do. I think it's like, I think it's shot well. I think the car crash at the beginning, is insane. Like, no human being would ever survive that, but it's just, that's the world they live in, where it's just, well, they just get out of it with, like, you know, some bloody gums. You know? Like they just had like an STD that just kind of awakened.
Oh, just your gums bleed any given moment.
I just wish it had been dumber.
It's pretty dumb.
But it wasn't over the top enough for me.
You knew like, it was still trying hard to be serious.
There wasn't enough, like, outlandish dialogue for me.
Didn't think the montage of them building the two cars together at the end was incredibly dumb and fun? Like, to the point where it was, like, over generic rock music. And
we did get the line, we're not so different, you and I.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
It just wasn't enough. I don't know. That's all I can really say. I wanted it to be crazier.
Yeah. It was almost like it was trying too hard to be serious still without, like...
Well, then
there was no irony to it.
Yeah.
No, and that's... I mean, they still don't have that much irony. They're just self-aware now. But it's not till the fifth one where they take the idiocy to 12, you know, like...
Yeah.
And they just go with it. Like, I mean, to the point where there's a fight with Vin Diesel and The Rock and they push each other through a brick wall. You know, like, it's... I mean, like, so the one thing you come to realize once you watch all these is each movie is literally just taking off a genre or a movie. I mean, they start by just ripping off movies. And then, like, the fourth one, they just start going genre-based. So the first one, you know, is just Point Break, like to a T. Like there's like no variation whatsoever, except instead of robbing banks, they're stealing DVD VHS players.
Hot commodity.
The combo.
Yeah, which they say is worth over $1 million. I'm like, bullshit.
What year would that have been?
2001.
Oh.
Which is still like, just do DVD players. Like, and the second one's more like just generic, like buddy cop, like Lethal Weapon esque. This one is Karate Kid. You know, American goes to foreign country, becomes the best at what you know everybody else in that country does.
Right.
And the fourth one, they go over like the gritty cop. That's a really serious one where it's like, it's fine. Like there's, you know, they fight the Colombian cartel. The fifth one is a bank heist movie in the style of Ocean's 11.
Now that sounds interesting.
It's
to
fucking
me.
Awesome. And I would have played that one for you, but it's 2.5 hours, and I don't know if you would have been able to do that. They all get to 2.5 hours after 5.
Oh.
Yikes. Plus, yeah, I'm hearing that this new one is going to be over 3 hours long.
Why would they do that to themselves?
Because it's amazing.
As Americans.
I told that to Abby, and she's like, can it just never end? Like, I would literally live in that world forever.
I should have liked this movie, because Mario Kart Double Dash is my favorite one, and that's the one that introduced
it's the Tokyo Drift
turns.
To Mario Kart.
Yeah, it's the Tokyo Drift to Mario Kart. It's my favorite one. But this one, like... it just like I wanted more of the Tokyo culture because I love that city, mm-hmm. and I guess it kind of got into a little bit of the what do they call them, gaiji or whatever,
yeah.
the
outsiders. Yeah.
They did that in a little bit, and you saw them getting like vending machine food and stuff like that. But
yeah,
it was so like
there is a lot they throw in there, and they don't delve into a whole lot of one specific thing other than the cars.
Yeah, the plot was just painted on. Like,
it's, yeah. I guess, like, the more, like, I think about it, it's a very, it's for the fans, it's for those, like, it's the same way, like, people like Halloween 3. Like, I like Halloween 3. No one likes Halloween 3. You know, like, because it's the one without Michael Myers. You know, in the same way that this is the one without Vin Diesel until the very, very end. And Halloween 3 is a pretty bad movie. You know, like, it's got problems, it's weird, it doesn't fully make sense. But in its own way, it is... If you separated this from a Fast and the Furious movie, in the same way if you've separated that from a Halloween movie, it's got its own appeals. And it does, I think it carries that weight of the Fast and the Furious name that really bogs it down. It does have issues in certain things, like story and acting and dramatic tension. But
does, can I ask you, does, not Lewis Black, what is
Lucas Black. Lewis Black was great in this. He kept yelling about Starbucks.
That would totally change my opinion of this movie.
He was the dean of students.
Lewis Black. Yeah, I would love that movie.
No, I want him to be playing the 17-year-old.
Yeah, exactly. They look about the same age.
I have to end this.
Yeah, he goes to his dad, who's been trying to essentially call him out to the police the entire movie. He's like, I made mistakes with the Yakuza.
His
like,
dad was ready
well,
to smoke that high
you know,
school.
Yeah, Hillary puts like, well, that's the other thing. It's like, well, that other guy, the nephew of the Yakuza boss, the main bad guy, is not a high schooler.
Oh.
He's like 20-something. Yeah. He's a little bit younger than
he's
Han.
He's an older boy.
But he's fucking a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
That's, all right. Now we're getting back into She's Too Young territory.
Yeah.
But
I don't know, man. I think he's a good villain.
He was
his like the bridge of his nose really upset me.
Oh, it was very, very just.
It was very flat. Yeah, and it was very upsetting.
It was very weird to see.
I don't know if this is a racist or not, but
well, it was very weird to see him and Lucas Black with their faces directly. Next to each other
symmetrically.
Yeah, it's like, just like two very different
with our
face
faces
shapes.
Combined we yeah. create Tokyo Drift.
He had that the villain had that good movement down where he would just like every time someone in opposition to him would say something he'd be looking down and he'd look up all
yes four. Yeah
like he'd
classic.
Look up at the camera and his hair would poke.
I loved his
hair. If
it
was a 3D
it had like
movie.
Weird like bangs from the side, but they were shaved, and it was the weirdest like. It's almost like early 2000s hair, but trying to be like postmodern Tokyo, where it's like, yeah, we're ahead of America, but it's like, you just still listen to nu metal, so you're not that far ahead.
The entire aesthetic was great. I'll give it that. Mm-hmm. Like, I just love the Tokyo setting.
I thought it looked really good. I thought it was like, shot really well. I don't, like, I mean, because like I said, he, you know, I said it in the intro, but he directed 3, 4, 5, and 6. And, I like, especially after you watch 5 and 6 and how big they get, and to be fair, they get a much bigger budget, those ones look amazing. But, I mean, there's definitely room for improvement in these, but I think it looks pretty good. Like, the action shot pretty coherently. I mean, it's not, like, it's not perfect, but... I mean, for the budget they were on for a movie that, you know, essentially for a blockbuster of sorts, it was on a pretty minor budget. I thought it was pretty, well, good looking.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I don't know. I think he overall did a good job in terms of, like, pulling performances. Like, what did you think of Han?
Han,
his performance, his character, whatever. I mean,
I don't think that they explored any character enough to mm-hmm. make you form an opinion on them. Mm-hmm. That was, I mean,
yeah.
I think he seemed like he probably had a secret to me.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know,
there's like a whole thing in 5 and 6.
You'll find out about when it's like. So 5 and 6 are like the prequels to 3.
Yeah, sort of.
Even though everybody's like a shit ton older in real life.
Yeah. Oh, that's the one thing I forgot to mention. In 7, Lucas Black comes back.
Oh.
And you see immediately after that race with Vin Diesel. So he's still supposed to be 17.
Oh,
and
no.
Now he looks 40.
And now he's 45. And he's wearing a different shirt.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Can
and
they...
it's hilarious.
Seven like just came out. Can they have done like the like Robert Downey Tron Jr. or something? Like
they could have, but that's CGI. Like that's part of this series' appeal is they just roll with it. They just kind of plus that's in Seven they did a lot of face swapping with Paul Walker and his brother.
Yeah.
But
R.I.P.
Yeah, charismatic as fuck. But. That I mean, that's like they just roll with it. Like I mean, continuity. Like they didn't think they were gonna get a franchise. Like Five is where they realized they had something. You know, it took them five movies. But they're like,
even
oh,
on four, they were like, well, this is just a flash in the pan.
Yeah,
we're gonna keep making them. We
four,
don't know.
Four
if
was
good.
Literally just a last ditch effort. They're like, well, we got Paul Walker and Vin Diesel back. Let's see what we can do. People saw it, you know, and they're like, well, we got some more money. Let's make a 2.5 hour Ocean's 11 with cars. But it worked, and it's like honestly, I mean, it is one of my favorite franchises now. And I mean it started kind of as a like a eye roll joke. I'm like, okay, let's go see The Rock, you know, punch Vin Diesel for a little bit. And it turned out like I cry every time I watch Seven. Like I like these characters a lot. Like I realized that when I was watching Seven for the first time in theaters, I'm like, oh fuck, I actually care about these guys. Like it sucks. Like it's like, I shouldn't because I know they're poorly written, and Vin Diesel can't open his mouth to save his life.
Oh my like, god!
But it's they're fun.
I don't know that I've ever watched like a franchise of seven movies. So
really?
I don't know that I don't think
so you ever
I've
watched
really,
like Nightmare on Elm Street or any of that like.
I've not seen all of them.
Yeah,
for
me
sure.
Either. Like, there's what other? I'm trying to think of other
there's
franchises.
I mean, there's
that
a lot of
I've
horror
seen.
Franchises.
Probably Harry
Marvel
Potter
movies?
Is like the only one.
Oh,
for me.
Okay, yeah. I guess I've probably seen most of the Harry Potter movies.
But the Marvel movies.
But I don't.
I guess that does that count?
That
counts.
Absolutely counts.
That counts. Then yeah.
I mean, we don't have seven Captain America movies, but we have like four now. Like, I mean,
there's.
Well, there's three. There's, with the name Captain America.
But there's, like, five
there's,
movies
he's
that
in
he's
like
in.
Six.
Five or six of them.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that I guess that kind of counts now. And
Iron
I mean,
Man. I mean, like...
I guess, was Fast franchise doing this before any other franchise? Like, what else went
on accident.
Seven movies?
I mean, Harry Potter Harry Potter was way before that, because Harry Potter started in, what, like, 2001 or
But that's
two.
Also based on something that was already...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
this is all just
them
pulling it
this
out of their ass.
Yeah.
You know, like, which is shows, but...
Oh, I've seen every Final Destination.
There you go.
That's something.
There we go.
Yeah.
But
and I mean, I feel
have,
I haven't
have
seen all those.
The same characters...
But...
If all of those, you know, to get attached.
Well, that's the thing is like
character.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like I mean they add and subtract characters in this franchise, but like, yeah, I mean there's very few, like other than the Marvel movies where they continue and the Harry Potter movies where they continue. The same characters. And it's not the same story.
How many aliens do we have now? Like five.
With the name Alien, there are four, but the newest one would be the fifth one. But if you count Prometheus,
you don't
then
count
it's a six.
I would count Prometheus.
I would, too, only because I'm not going to let Ridley Scott get away with that. because him saying, it's not an alien movie, it's not an alien movie,
and then
ending
then
with
throw
xenomorph.
A xenomorph in it, yeah.
I'm like, fuck you, it's an alien movie. But then if you count Alien vs. Predator, then you have eight, I think, because there's two of those.
Yeah, that's another big one.
But I don't count those. The Resident Evil movies did it. I mean, they were kind of...
I've never seen those.
You're not missing much. I have a soft spot for them, but you're not missing anything. I can't defend them.
First ones are pretty cool, but yeah.
I like the third one.
I took that. They took that too far, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, I just saw the new one. It's bad for a Resident Evil movie, and that's saying a lot. but, yeah, I mean, like there are franchises like this, but it's more... they're usually horror movies. Like, I mean, action movies,
yeah.
You don't have... Like, I'm trying... like. Terminator,
Die
maybe.
Hard.
Die Hard, yeah. I mean, there's what, five Die Hards now?
They're
yeah,
up there.
Five.
I
yeah.
think so. Yeah.
But you know, it took them forever to get to. There was a big gap between three and four. But yeah, I mean, like it's. I mean, it is something like, and especially it took the fifth movie to become like a blockbuster franchise, And then the seventh movie made $1 billion in 2 weeks. Which is, I mean, part of it is probably Paul Walker dying.
Oh, that's everybody watching out of morbid curiosity. Of it, I think.
Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, 5 and 6 made a shit ton of money, too. You know, like, it wasn't like it was a fluke.
I worked at a movie theater when most of these movies came out, and it was like, we did more business for those than we did for, like, a Twilight movie sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It was insane.
Because it appeals to everybody.
it appeals to guys, and then their girlfriends will go because their boyfriends are paying for it.
There's a really bad romantic subplot with Vin Diesel and Michelle Rodriguez's character. In 5 through 6. Well, in 6 and 7.
I thought they were, like, related in the movies or something.
No, Jordana Brewster is Vin Diesel's sister.
Okay,
And then Michelle Rodriguez is his girlfriend or whatever the hell. Yeah, and so, I mean, there's that, but I don't know. I really think that there is a lot more. I think the diversity helps, though. I mean, like, I really do. Like, Vin Diesel has been very. And even with this, like, I don't think he produced this. I don't think he had much of a say in this one specifically. But in this franchise itself, there is a lot of diversity. I mean, there's, what, one white character in this entire movie? You know,
in
like...
this...
Well, other than the father.
Parents and the beginning scenes.
I mean, yeah, you're the main character is a white man, but, yeah. I mean...
Boy, he's a white boy.
Do you see that hair on his chest? He is a man. But I mean, like 5, 6, and 7. Even you know, I mean, 1 has Paul Walker is in the main of 1 and 2. But yeah, I mean, it took him a little bit. But I mean, once he got his footing, and once he had some more control, and came back.
If you add Vin Diesel and The Rock together, they make a white person too.
I'm pretty sure Vin Diesel's Puerto Rican. I'm not 100% sure, but when he posts on Instagram, it's usually in Spanish, so I'm going to call him Puerto Rican. I don't know if that's racist. I'm just assuming someone's race. Is that a thing? And The Rock is Samoan.
I don't like racial pronouns.
I'm okay with it. 2017. I'm a man. I don't know what that means. I'm sorry. cutting that out. I don't know. I mean, I wish we had more to talk about. I was really excited for you guys to just wildly hate this. And maybe one of you surprisingly, like, kind of pop out and be like, oh, this is really good. But you guys being ambivalent to it is probably the worst way we could have gone about this.
I'm sorry. I wish I had a strong reaction to it.
It kind of just happened.
Yeah. I went into it really hoping that I would have a strong reaction to it. But I'm sorry.
Sorry, George.
Don't apologize to me. Apologize to Vin Diesel.
I'm sorry, Vin.
He
has the number one movie in the world right now.
Xander Cage?
Yeah. It's fucking awesome.
Oh, it's number one?
Yeah. Well, to be fair,
Lego Batman's out in theaters.
In the world, not in America.
People don't.
It didn't do well in America. Well, he casts his movies with XXX. Almost all of his sidekicks in the movie are like the biggest stars from each continent. He's got Donnie Yen, you know, Ruby Rose, people like that. Where they pull in a lot, and he's smart. Like, he's really smart
appeal.
In that way. He's a businessman. He does business things.
Businessman.
He's a businessman. He's got a big suitcase. A briefcase. Not a suitcase. He might have a suitcase. He just has to pack those wife beaters that he always wears.
Yeah, I mean, like, so what's the deal with him and The Rock hating each other?
That was a beef they squashed.
Oh,
was
thank
it all
God.
For publicity?
It was an argument over something in the movie. They're like, I don't think it should go this way. And he's like, no, it's going to go this way.
He called him a candy...
candy ass?
Yeah.
Well, The Rock called him a candy ass, because that's The Rock. That's his way. He's making an HBO doc on prisons.
It seems like they made these movies around everyone who's the worst to work with on a set. Because I've heard things I don't know. I mean, maybe The Rock's not the worst to work with, but I've heard things about Vin Diesel sucking. Heard things about Michelle Rodriguez being terrible.
I can see Michelle Rodriguez being
She got terrible. Kicked off the Lost set.
Was she in Lost?
That's why her character died, because they fucking
I've never watched
her.
Lost. I don't...
Oh, my... Are you kidding me?
No. I never
watched it either.
I remember when it was on, I was like, I'll wait till it's over, see if it's worth it, and apparently it's not.
It is. So... I mean, the ending...
I want to watch the first season, but I don't want to get invested and then have to deal with the rest of it. Because that's what I hear. It's like the first season's amazing, and the rest of it's just like... Ugh.
To me, the entire story is very powerful and should be watched by
like
all.
Like the Fast and Furious franchise?
It's not even comparable.
Is season three the Tokyo Drift the only... lost seasons?
God.
It might be, honestly. No, it was a show that went through the writer's strike, and when the writer's strike happened, a lot of people jumped ship, and I feel like I get why people jumped ship from it, but it was a good show, and it delivered. I don't care that all the questions weren't answered.
See, at that time, I was watching 24. I was still really into 24.
Okay.
I think that might have been like around the time I was getting off, just like jumping ship on that show, but... Because that was like 2005 or so.
24 is exciting. I watched
first few
a lot
seasons
of it.
Were good. It had Dennis Hopper on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was. I don't know. I'm like maybe I'll watch Lost, but I can't. There's so many other things I need to watch, like Tokyo Drift again.
Well, back in those days, I was only watching NBC sitcoms.
Like Joey.
No, like The Office and 30 Rock.
Yeah.
Those were both definitely affected
those
by the writer's
Joey.
Strike.
I don't want to hear about Joey.
I don't have any. I maybe watched the first episode of Joey. My mom was a huge Friends fan.
You and everybody else.
Yeah.
No one else watched anything after the first episode.
Yeah. No. Currently, I'm really into like bajillion dollar properties. And,
I still have to watch that. Oh.
Take my wife on CISO.
Oh, you got CISO? I need to, yeah, if you're watching Bajillion Dollars. Yeah, I need to just buckle down and pay the $4.
I could just log into that TV.
That's true. we don't condone stealing on this podcast, even though...
Never.
That's definitely not how we've watched it's half legal. Of these movies that we've
sharing.
Done.
Sharing.
Yeah, it's actually sharing. In the same house, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got discouraged. You guys bummed me out.
Oh, yeah. George, I'm sorry.
Well, George, maybe you
what
should
what am I doing,
not...
stand-up again? No, I don't know. Like, I feel like I want to... Well, Devin, you're definitely going to be watching more Fast and the Furious movies.
I can say I didn't hate it as much as I hated The Goods, because...
Oh, it's nowhere near as bad as The Goods. Yeah. I don't care what anybody
and
says.
And it's better than X-Men Origins from before, because X-Men Origins ruined something I already liked.
Yeah.
This is just something that's out there.
This is a noun. It's... okay. Based on this... I would assume that you two would be like, no more Fast and the Furious movies for me. Just solely on this movie. Not the conversation.
I certainly wouldn't select a Fast and the Furious movie.
But if I offered to show you Fast 5, aside from the podcast, just to sit down and watch it. Because I watch it every 6 months.
Do I have anything else going on that day? I mean, am I just like sitting around?
I don't know. Do you have anything going else on... Most days? I don't know.
I mean,
if it's just a regular day, if it's a Thursday.
Yeah, I'd sit and watch it. I don't think I could necessarily sit through an entire movie again. I think I could pop in and out and, you know, maybe enjoy snippets.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing that, like, caught my attention enough that made me think I could, like, yeah, I'll do another one.
Yeah. I get that. Well, you, Devin. You don't have a choice at this point. We're doing Fast 5. But
I don't know. I kind of am curious about Han's backstory. What's his connection to Vin Diesel?
Han's story is... Han is, like I said, my second favorite character of the series. So...
I'm a little curious about that. Is 4 terrible?
4 isn't terrible. 4 is just too self-serious. Like, okay. It shows what the rest of the franchise is going to be a little bit, like, in terms of style. And, like, it's more, it follows the in totally no way homosexual romance of Vin Diesel and Paul Walker. But it spends a lot of time getting to the best dynamic, which is their friendship, which is, again, in no way homosexual. But it once it gets to it, it's good, but it's also a really bad third act. So, but 5 is where it's like, you can watch 5 without seeing 4 and get enough, you know, you understand for the most part.
Really?
But there's certain things in 5 that relate back to 4 and even 1 and 2 and 3.
I think eventually I'll watch another one, and then maybe I'll watch another one, and then...
Like, the 6th one's a superhero movie. Like, it's... 6 and 7, they get recruited by the government. They save the world in the 7th one.
So does that That's turn insane. Into, like, Torque? Isn't that what Torque's like?
I don't remember the plot of Torque. I just remember Bike Fu and Adam Scott. That's really all I remember. But... And Kurt Russell's in the 7th one. Oh, and Jason Statham.
Ego the Living Planet.
Oh.
Yeah, Ego the Living Planet. Mm. Kurt Russell and Jason Statham. Like I said, once you sign on for one of these movies, you're in it forever.
I feel like it's so, I feel like it's turning into like the Expendables. That's my only
it's
word.
Far better than the Expendables. Like I like the 2nd one for what it is. It's really bad. The 3rd one's actually solid for a shitty action movie, but it's far better than The Expendables. Because it gets the better ones. Like, Helen Mirren's going to be in the 8th one. Like, she won an Oscar.
She's also going senile soon.
Well, so did Charlize Theron. But Charlize Theron's going... Well, she's not going senile. She was taught D&D by Vin Diesel. And now they play together. And it's amazing.
Wait, what?
Yeah. That's greatest thing about Vin Diesel. Is he's a big D&D character fan.
Oh.
The last witch hunter is based on his D&D character.
Are we sure that's not just a media story?
That's what he says.
Fake news?
It could be fake news. I choose to believe it.
Alright.
He's a...
I'll trust it.
Can't trust it. Public enemy, guys? I don't know. Well, keep it short. We had an hour and a half long episode the last two, so we can do a little shorter one. Unless you guys have anything else to say about this wonderful, wonderful film in which you guys were totally enthralled and not sleeping or ready to.
Well, I was definitely not asleep, but...
So good.
Yeah. So
good.
That'll bump the grade up at least one letter grade.
No Z's here.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted more. I just wanted more.
Oh, there's 5 more, 6 more.
I don't know.
If you
want them. I don't want more of what we saw. I want what we saw to be more.
Oh, they definitely get more.
Well, good news is those characters aren't really in most of the other ones.
That's fair.
You get more. I'll say that. Sean and the only character that returns is Han.
Okay.
They flesh out the world, but we never go back to Tokyo other than one moment in 7.
Hmm.
As of right now, who knows where they're gonna go? They're in Antarctica in the new one, so driving on ice, driving away from a submarine. But, so, we tried this gimmick last week, so we're doing this thing, is it a hit or a miss with our gimmick for our name? I can assume what you're going to say, but what do you think?
Do I think it was a hit or a miss?
For you.
For me, it was a miss.
Okay.
I'm going to say, unfortunately. It And I just wanted it to be a hit so bad.
We all did.
But it just, it was a miss on every level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sad. Fake news sad.
Yeah.
What about you, Devin?
I feel like it's like my gun jammed or something.
You didn't even shoot? Your shot was not even taken?
Yeah, technically it was a miss. It did not hit anything. But it was not for want of trying.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's disappointing.
For lack of trying. Yeah. I don't... it was just like it couldn't get there. It
needed Fast and the Furious Viagra.
Yeah, like maybe if Bow Wow, switch him out for Ludacris.
Oh, even talk sure. about Bow Wow.
Switch Bow Wow out for Ludacris.
I thought Bow Wow was great in this.
You know what? I was so excited when he showed up.
I thought he was adorable.
Oh, I was. I just wanted more of him.
Yeah. Was this more still Lil Bow Wow? Or
no,
was
he was. He was credited as Bow Wow.
Who's Bow Wow?
So I think it was just. I think this
was
like
fresh
his first.
As I'm Miz by this point.
How now?
I don't know.
Bow Wow.
Yeah, I think this is fresh off the Lil.
Okay, he dropped the Lil. He's still in this movie. See, that frustrates me because he's trying to drop the Lil, and he picks up a movie part where he's getting his ass beat, and all he's a little lackey.
Yeah,
he doesn't do
a whole lot.
He doesn't do anything good in this movie. He's just nice. He's a nice person.
He jams in the elevator, and all the girls are around him. He just kind of smiles at the camera. I'm like, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, but in the context of the movie. Or if you're a character in that movie, he's just winking to nobody, which is pretty lame.
But that's kind of the thesis of this entire series. It's just like, they're like, doing this for nobody. It's kind of lame.
I'm just saying, Bow Wow, if you're trying to drop the Lil, you need to be a little more un-Lil than that.
Amen.
Thank you.
This is blasphemy. I can't appreciate that. This is a bullseye for me.
Give me some Luda in there.
This hit so hard. I need to watch it again right now. I mean, I'm not going to pretend there aren't issues with it. Like, all of them. Even five. But I can't even... I guess a lot of what I'm now realizing is my appreciation can't be articulated because it is so, like, just... I just like it. I think it's fun. I think it's well made. I think it is pretty well written if undercooked. But I don't know. I appreciate it for what it is. And I don't know.
Like I said last week, movies aren't made for everybody.
Yep.
So these ones.
No Batman vs. Superman. I think we can all agree on that. Yeah. Well, Chelsea, thank you for being on this.
Thank you guys
I'm sorry
for having me.
We'll find you something else that'll be a direct hit.
I'll hold you to that.
Or if you want to come on and torture us with something. You're more than welcome to.
All right. I'll think of something.
But we'll have you on until we find some common ground somewhere.
Excellent.
But thank you again.
Thank you.
And Devin.
Now I just want to say I feel left out now because all of our guests get to defend something they like. You get to defend Fast and the Furious.
Hey, man, you just suggest something.
I want to defend something now.
What do you want to defend?
I want to defend...
Do a call out right now.
I call out all the haters.
We're still looking for someone for Kanye.
Yeah.
But we want someone who likes hip-hop.
I'm trying to... Someone who likes hip-hop.
Because it's easy
but hates
to hate
Kanye.
Kanye.
It is.
I love Kanye, but it's very easy to be like, fuck Kanye, I also don't like hip-hop. If you like hip-hop and don't like Kanye, and you can articulate it better than I can articulate my love for Tokyo Drift, send us an email at secondshotpod@gmail.com, and we'll schedule on here.
They can articulate it less. So I can destroy them easier.
Fish in a barrel, my friend.
Yeah, I'm not looking for challenges here.
That's pretty much what this entire podcast is about. We started with Batman vs. Superman.
That was a challenge.
Next week we're going to have Wilson Rivera on. so I can defend my love for more Vin Diesel and watch Pitch Black, because he hates Vin Diesel, but he loves D&D and sci-fi, so this is going to be an interesting one.
So it's kind of messed up, the first of color guest we have on is defending a movie called Pitch Black.
Yeah, and he's also talking about how much he hates a Puerto Rican. He's also Puerto Rican. So, I don't know what you want from me, Devin.
I'm not saying anyone did anything wrong. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Always trying to bring the white man down. All right, guys. We will see you next week. Have a good one. Because you had to be a big shot. Hello, I am George Dunn, and I am talking like a normal person. Hello, I am not a robot. Devin, how would you like to talk?
I will talk like this.
That sounds pretty good. You should talk a little bit more so I can make sure that it sounds okay.
What would you like me to say?
Do you have any sentience?
I do not understand.
Do you have any sentences?
I do not understand.
Or sentience?
Sentient sentences.
Sentences or sentences?
I called this on that band name.
Sentient Sentences?
Yes.
It's like a band name. It's like a grindcore band. How about you, Chelsea? Let's have you talk a little bit.
I will read a list of words that I got in a game of Scrabble a game of Boggle one time. Dine, fend, dent, died, den, tin, tit, butt, and also butt, tub, defend, pie, out, dined, penned, tied, also tied, tend, tended, bird, bad, dab, dabs, tid, aid, and aids.
That sounds pretty good.
Okay.
We are robots and not total, we are humans and not totally robots.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have 80 to 120 milligrams of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,